This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a bench that's in a park, and these ladies go off on this mom that's sitting there waiting on her kid to come back. Okay.
Okay, so my girlfriend has a bench in Lake Havasu for her son who passed away, and it has his name in loving memory of his name, right? And so she really enjoys it when we're out on the boat and she sees people sitting on it, and you know, it just, and they always walk by it every time, and it just means a lot to her. So this particular incident is, there's a woman, her sister had passed away, and so she had in a loving memory bench put in the park.
Public park,
right. And so I guess this little kid left his like Fritos or whatever, Doritos, on the bench and went to use the bathroom. And the sister saw that there was trash on the bench.
No, the mom is still sitting on the bench.
Correct.
Waiting on the kid to come back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
But the bag of chips is just sitting there.
And the sister goes ballistic.
This bench I donated because of my late sister passed away.
Okay, so my son just set it there and he walked to the bathroom and he'll be back soon and we'll pick it up.
I'm asking
if it can be.
Okay, but now you're attacking me because it's just sitting there.
No, she's not.
And my son will bring it.
I'm asking you to be respectful.
Okay, well, you're not being respectful to ask. Absolutely not, no.
No, she was.
Come on, look at the plaque.
She asked if it was okay, and you said no.
Yeah, because my son just set it down, and he's going to come right back and pick it up. It's really not that big of a deal.
I don't want trash next to my sister's bench.
No, cussing at me.
So hurt this woman. Her sister, so she paid for this bench because she had a very difficult life. Just stop talking for 1 minute so I can tell your children.
I don't even know. I just didn't.
Oh my God.
Well, you missed it too because it's not even the whole thing. The lady grabs the Doritos and throws them in the trash can.
Wow. Man, oh man.
So the only thing I can figure out is she's still in pain. You know, and you know how like people just lash out, like, yeah. You know, that's the only thing I can figure out. Like, she's still hurting from her sister's loss.
Or they're just not comprehending the fact that the kid's coming back, that it's not going to be left there.
Right. I mean, the mom is right there and like acknowledging, yes, those are my kids', you know, Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot.
A person like that, that's reacting like this sister. They shouldn't be buying benches for their sisters. If they can't handle that, they don't need. Well, they should put the money somewhere else.
And could it be that she is one of those people that like she bought the bench and she wants everybody to know about it, and she like sticks around and stays around
knows
that area?
The story about it,
yeah, and like
happened.
Wants to tell people and make it about her.
Once you buy a bench and once you put the plaque on there and once you put it in a public park, it belongs to the public.
Right.
It's not yours anymore. It's just commemorative for your sister which you can go by there, sit on it, do whatever, but everybody else gets to use it too. That's what it's about.
How they
right?
wish. Yeah.
My mom has a bench mm-hmm. with her name on it. She passed away. It's in the community center in our hometown.
Nice.
That's where it sits.
Right.
I don't know who uses it.
Right.
I don't know who leaves trash on it. If they do, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's better than having a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame where people actually poop on it. So there's one.
That's true. Yeah.
Look at me with the upside.
and could be worse.
And the downside of the star on the Hollywood Fame is you're still alive to see people poop
well, yeah,
on your name.
That's true, too. Yeah.
At least this person's gone, you know. They don't have to worry about those chips,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that is.
Crazy scene.
I know.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.